listening to an episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast, hosted by Reese Chanson.
I'm sure you're quite familiar with the Addams Family. So Netflix did a series called Wednesday, a series that follows Wednesday Addams, per se, played by the lovely Jhenea Ortega. Now, this series is quite special, in my opinion. Well done. Of course, I have a few reservations, like for the instance of Luis Guzman playing Gomez Addams. I'm not entirely convinced by his portrayal or role. Of course, the last person, in my opinion, to play Gomez Addams in perfection is probably Raul Julia, but that was years ago. Decades ago, fam. Long time ago. So, great, great stuff. Now, a lot of castings, roles, I have no problems with them. I have no issue with Ortega Addams casting. None whatsoever. You know, the actress did a great job. I almost went back in time to find out if she had been playing the role for a mighty long time. She was just that good. And of course, Pugsley Addams, not quite impressive, but in all the Addams Family, whether it's animation or live action, he's never been quite alluring in a way that's captivating. Wednesday has always been fascinating character. Master of torturing. Psychotic. In a way. And, you know, and to top that off, she's got psychic powers to top that off, which makes the whole thing quite beautiful. And of course, there's this Goody Addams, who's portrayed by the same character, of course. But nonetheless, brilliant stuff, in my personal opinion. Brilliant stuff. I am truly impressed by this show. Tim Burton, if I'm saying his name right. Is it Tim Burton? Yeah, I think it's Tim Burton. Did a spectacular job directing this. So, of course, this is the baby of Charlie Addams, if I'm not mistaken. The creator and writer, the brainchild, or the brains behind the Addams Family. Now, the series itself. 8 episodes, an hour plus at most. Incredible. I cannot wait for the second season. That is if Netflix don't find a way to mess it up for everyone else like they always fucking do. Now, the premise of the show itself is quite intriguing. After being expelled from her high school, you know, after a bunch of bullies tried to, they really stuffed Pugsley into a locker, and Wednesday did the only thing Wednesday is capable of doing. She threw piranhas in a pool. And one of the piranhas, or some of the piranhas, ate a boy's testicle. And some reason, some psychotic reason, someone threw piranhas into a body of water with people in them. And she gets expelled. And somehow, because the Addams Family is quite wealthy, they squeeze their way out of it and send her to Nevermore Academy, a school for outcasts, basically, where she's supposed to thrive and excel and find her inner self. And to top that off, it's the school where her parents met, just to add the icing on top of the cake, which is a fabulous cake, which I think everyone should partake in. So if you have not watched this show, what the fuck is wrong with you? What the hell are you doing that's so beyond this great artistry? This is a great show. Truly a great show. I cannot wait for the second season, and the third, and the fourth. God damn it, you could take it to 6 if you want to. There's so much rich culture. Like, I would want to know several things about certain characters, but shows never do spin-offs. And of course, there is a disappointing end towards the end, personally. like the ending of Joseph Crackstone. Quite quick, fast. There was so much build-up for this shit. And then it comes, and it ends. I don't think he even had 10 minutes of screen time. And then he was vanquished, dead. But the plot and the twist, oh my god, it's so beautiful. The fingers being pointed at one person, and then the other. And of course, Wednesday's investigative skill could rival Batman's investigative. No, forget about Batman. They could rival Sherlock Holmes himself. The kid's brilliant as investigator. She's incredible. And the fact that she has no moral compass, really. She'll get whatever she must. By all means necessary. Which makes a great detective. She'll leave no stone unturned. So, Wednesday is an incredible detective, in my personal opinion. Of course, she's an author-to-be. She's writing a novel during the whole series. It makes you wonder. I'd love to find out more about the series, with the book she's writing. Of course, at Evermore, she is with a roommate who's a very colorful, rainbow-like werewolf. Or who's a werewolf who's a late bloomer. Of course, she gets her spark or her chance in the red moonlight, if you know what I mean. Of course, if you do not know what I mean, you'll find out as you watch the series. Try not to spoil every waking moment, but I will have definitely spoiled it by now. Of course, I will not explain or tell you who the Hyde is, the monster that's causing havoc in the whole series, because I feel that it will ruin the surprise, because the plot twist is quite delicious. Of course, there is someone who... No, I'm not saying that. I was about to reveal something, but I've decided not to. I think you should watch it without me being a potty pooper and destroying every waking moment of this great, delicious show that I think everybody should watch. And if you, this is not your type of forte, something is wrong with you. There's nothing horrific. If you're like, oh my god, it's a horror. No, nothing is disgusting, disturbing in that sense. It's just wonderful. I would recommend kids to watch it. I don't think anyone would have a nightmare. But then again, I'm an adult. And seeing a Hyde with those big, googly eyes, it might bring certain nightmares to certain people who cannot stomach monsters and critters and shit. But besides that, it's an incredible show. With a cast so rich. So rich. So rich. It's just great. And of course, Hand, the Hand thing that's related to the Addams family for some sort of reason, which I don't know its history and how it's made, makes an appearance. In fact, a lead role. And I was astonished to find an actual person plays that character. Of course, it's just someone's hand. Still, what a performance. Yes, and of course, there's a bunch of stuff in this thing that, for me, are quite interesting. Very intriguing. Of course, Bianca Barkley, played by Joy Sunday, plays an incredible siren. She's really, really good. She's the best student at Evermore before Wednesday shows up and steals her thunder in a way. And of course, there's a bit of riffraff in the beginning, but in the end, it's perfect harmony. And her eyes are to die for. And of course, towards the end, she had an encounter with her mother, which makes things a little bit interesting. I wish that while everyone is on vacation and, the school is out for break, and, well, towards the end, that is. If there is a second season, which there has to be, I'll be very upset with Netflix. I'd love to find out what Bianca does while she's at vacation with her family, and how things pan out. I understand her mother's also a siren, and she's sort of manipulating people by creating some sort of cult with, some man she married called, Morning Star, I think, or Moon Star. Morning Song. Something of that. Something of that nature. Something with song. Morning Song. Moon Star. I don't think it's Moon Star. I don't think it's Morning Star. I think it's Morning Song or Moon Song.
whatever that is. I should have paid more attention. I was busy staring at Bianca's gorgeous eyes. I know context. I know their context. But something about those eyes. And the fact that she's bald. Any woman who can pull off that look gets a thumbs up in my book. Bald? And it still looks so divine. Right. And of course, there's Xabra, who has some sort of a brilliant ability to have psychic powers and can draw. His drawings can come to life, which is incredibly beautiful. And of course, there's this normal person, which about the normal person and the outcast, it's quite weird that they're vampires, monsters, werewolves, and blood-sucking parasites, basically. And there's a normal society, and everybody lives in perfect harmony. Question is, what do the vampires eat? I mean, or drink, whatever. The human beings at a blood bank? And I'm surprised not a single werewolf has turned and started eating everybody. But then again, that could be a bad rap they get from all the movies. Somehow they've managed a harmonious way of making everybody work together in this town. Who knows? Of course, I do find that weird. And of course, this Joseph Crackstone fellow wanted to expel the freaks, the outcasts. I don't know why they call outcasts. They're fucking monsters and critters. And okay, let's not be discriminative. They are outcasts and they are normals, which seems also discriminative. Normals? An outcast. Division. They cannot be. Okay, I guess the outcasts. But. I don't really know. I don't really know. As I said, Christina Zeta-Jones played Monica Adams, and she did an incredible job of that. Of course, I would be going through all these actors and actresses. It would take forever. But I will say that some characters were incredible. Like Jamie Mockshane as Donovan. Incredible portrayance by him. And Ricky Lidholm, who plays a psychiatrist. Incredible. She meets a terrible demise, though. I don't know why I should be telling you that. I'm just telling you because it is fun. And of course, Gwendolyn Christie. You may know her from Game of Thrones. She did an incredible job on that show. Pity it ended horribly. But Gwendolyn Christie here plays principal of Nevermore, who's in love with that school. She'll do anything to protect that school. She's a shape. Okay, I shouldn't have said that. Okay, but I already ruined it. She's a shapeshifter. And she used to be roommates with Wednesday's mother. And they have a bit of a beef. Because Wednesday's mother stole Gomez Adams from Gwendolyn's character, which makes them have a bit of a frenemies type of relationship, which makes things quite interesting, really. Okay, after doodadling and going on a rant of some sort, of utter nonsense, I think we should get back to the show. Right, as I already mentioned, she moves into Evermore because she tried to kill people with a bunch of piranhas. And where she discovers, and she moves to Nevermore, she gets a new roommate, and she discovers herself, really. She discovers that she has psychic abilities. Of course, she discovered that before, but she finds out more about them. And she finds out she's a raven psychic person of some sort. Anyway, we all know Raven to be psychotic, revengeful, cold, gothy, and awesome. Sarcastic, I forgot sarcastic. Oh my god, her sarcasm is brilliant. Emotionless? Well, I will say, Ortega's performance is to die for. Incredible. Really incredible. Right, as I was saying, there's a bunch of strange killings going around in town. And, you know, the sheriff of the town has fingers pointing at the Nevermore School. And the mayor of the town protects Nevermore School because they bring a lot of generous money. Donations, basically. And there's a plot twist about the sheriff that I think you will love once you watch this. And without saying anything furthermore to really spoil this for you, I will end my broadcast here. I think it's, I've done it justice, and I think I have piqued your interest in a way. Okay, what do you mean? Well, there's a murder investigation, and we discover that Wednesday Addams is a hell of a detective. Far superior than Batman, who chases a bunch of clowns and Riddlers and shit, and guys who love refrigerators. Or Sherlock Holmes, who's a witty cocaine addict and lonesome fella. She's incredible. Of course, Sherlock Holmes has been known to do things, regardless of morals, just to solve a case. Batman never, I don't know how Batman solves cases, man. He just solves a case but never gets rid of the bad guy. He just throws him into Arkham and then they escape. It's an endless cycle. I think Batman is really the cause of a lot of death in Gotham City because he doesn't fucking kill or, you know, the villains and shit. Anyway, no, that's quite necessary. Okay, there's a few deaths in Wednesday. So, okay, now that we have a Wednesday sort of Adams Family spin-off series of some sort, which is apparently not a reboot of some sort, but possibly should be. And of course, I'm not really impressed by Luis Guzman's performance. I wish they... Of course, there's no way Raul Julia would come back from the dead and play Gomez. I'm just saying, but his... Luis Guzman's performance wasn't to die for, in my personal opinion. And of course, Uncle Festos showed up, and, Fred Armisen played really well, in my personal opinion. Nothing quite, I don't know. It wasn't horrible, in a way. So, yeah. I'll give him that. But I will say that it's a great show. I don't know what I was about to say. I lost train of thought. Okay. Just watch the damn thing. I've realized I've been all over the place talking about utter nonsense. I haven't gotten to the point. Okay, there's murder. There's mystery. There's suspense. There's a plot twist, which is to die for. There's kissing. Just for you love birds. There's psychic powers. There's people with telekinetic. Oh, the word. Telekinetic. Telekinetic? Yeah, I think that's the word. Powers. You know, the powers to move objects with your mind and shit. Yee. And then there's a siren person who has the power to make you do whatever they want. They're werewolves. They're vampires, which they don't really dive more into the vampires, per se. There's secret societies. There's witch hunts. There's hidden secret chambers, hidden doors, hidden cabinets. Did I forget to mention there's murder, killing, backstabbing, betrayal, broken hearts, people being stoned by a male Medusa with hair that makes you stoned. And oddly enough, even the Medusa fella does himself dirty. And if you're asking, what do you mean, does himself dirty? You'll have to find out. It happens while he's in a shower. It's not that dirty. Don't you think it is? It's not that dirty at all. Right. And of course, there's a bunch of disappointed parents, like in every bloody story. Parents have expectation of their children. They send them to Nevermore Academy so they could be monsters and great creatures of the light, scare everybody and be better citizens for the outcast society.
Of course, some children do not meet their parents' expectations. Some parents want their kids to adore them, but they couldn't give a rat's ass. And some are happy their parents never give them a minute of the time. Some are sad their parents never show up during its parent weekend when parents show up and pretend that they give a shit about you after sending you to boarding school. Okay, that's a bit personal gag there. We'll circle back and come back in a later stage. Anyway, goodbye and good riddance. Okay, I'm just saying that because I was listening to someone who's very been sarcastic to her core. So I think that's rubbing off me. Just pray I don't go on a killing spree of some sort. Or vindictive spree. I would love to have piranhas, though. There's a lot of people that deserve to be bitten in the balls by piranhas. Or I just get a put bull. And they do a pretty good job. But that does kind of sound psychotic. Especially when someone starts going really quiet. So you have to lean a little bit closer to hear them. You don't want that in a person. Anyway, Wednesday series. 8 episodes. Incredible. Watch it. You will not be disappointed. Anyway, adios, folks. Let's have a great day. Afternoon, morning, night, evening, dawn, depending on whenever you're listening to this. I appreciate your support. Remember to support this podcast on Patreon. The link will be at the bottom of the description. And always, remember to share, tell your friends about us, and see you on the next episode, where we'll be talking about another delightful series or film, depending on what comes first. Anyway, ciao. Enjoy yourselves. Now that was entertaining. You just listened to an episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast with Reese Jansen. With that being said, remember to support the podcast on Patreon, and let's hang out another time. Adios, folks. Adios.